She's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
Here we go. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And this is
Zennial Yearbook.
Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1989 show that was Tom Petty off of his 1989 album Full Moon Fever. What do you think of that?
It's fine. It sounds like he's a werewolf. Full Moon Fever.
Oh yeah, like a Twilight episode.
No, like a regular werewolf.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess werewolves existed.
It's just a stereotype.
Before Twilight. Is this true? I don't know. So, hey.
What's up with you guys?
You're taking all my lines. What's up, everybody? Glad you could join us this Saturday. Is this the New Year show? Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Question mark?
We don't know when this is going to air
yet. Look at my calendar.
Look at my calendar.
28...
Hey, is that the guy from Sonic?
Four? What guy?
Check 9.
Yes, but don't say any more about it's not about the guy from Sonic Track 9.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
How sure certainly. Are you?
Because I know the song. Don't
because
worry.
It was hidden meaning.
It isn't Sonic, because this is before, this is the 1989 show, this is before Sonic the Hedgehog. I think Sonic didn't come out until 91-ish, with the Sega Genesis. Anyway, back to the music. What do we got going on? We got a lot of big names. We got Nirvana coming up. We got Nine Inch Nails coming up. But before that, we're going to play a little Stone Roses. She Bangs the Drums, because it's 1989.
I hear my song begin to
About a Girl by Nirvana off of their 1989 debut album, Bleach. Is that their debut album?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
Maybe yeah. Having, like, was
definitely their first, like, album that people knew about.
Was
who,
it?
Who knows what they were doing up there in Seattle?
I think Nevermind was their first album that people knew about.
What?
I think Nevermind was the first album that people knew about.
Well, yeah, that was their first, like, big mainstream album. And then people went back and found Bleach, and I'm like, this is pretty good. Bleach is good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great album.
It's fine.
You think you could do better?
No, but I guess it's like a bullets type thing. Like, you have to really listen to it over and over and just try and pick up what they're putting down.
I don't know if people understand your bullets reference. Please expound on that.
Please expound? Okay, I'll expound. It's the first My Chemical Romance album that's actually, I think it's good. Other people think it's bad because, like,
what?
It doesn't sound like their other ones.
Because they're haters?
Yeah, because they're haters. You guys suck.
Nice.
Haters.
What are you going to do?
Mm-mm.
Well, who knows? Let's see what else happened in 1989. Because this is the 1989, so we've got some famous births from 1989. Who was born in 1989? I'll tell you. Obviously.
Taylor Swift.
Of She Needs No Explanation. Aaliyah Shawkat?
Who?
Who's that?
I don't know.
She played Maybe on Arrested Development.
Maybe?
It's Maybe.
Oh my gosh, wait. Who is the... I didn't catch it, but I'm watching Arrested Development again when I have time in school.
Well, you shouldn't be doing
that. And the girl
in school.
Who she, like, pretends to be, the one in the wheelchair, is like... Wait,
oh,
what's her name?
What is her name?
Hold on, guys. Keep talking about births. I'll look it up.
All right. Daniel Radcliffe of Harry Potter fame. Also born in 1989. You're not excited about that?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
He's cool.
Brie Larson?
Yeah, from the...
Captain Marvel?
Shirley!
Yes.
I didn't catch it the first time.
Yeah, that show is full of jokes.
I know.
Shirley. Maybe.
She has a disease called BS.
It's a funny... Not to get off topic.
It's just so funny.
Arrested Development is a funny show. You shouldn't watch it during class because...
I watch it... No,
in
no.
In class.
I watch it in, like, study hall.
Oh, okay. Not in history?
No.
Excellent.
Because people are like, Riley, what are you watching? And I have to turn off because it's weird.
And Jason Derulo. Why did you look at me like that?
Nothing else needs to be.
Okay.
Said.
Also born in 1989. Is there something happened about Jason Derulo I don't know about?
Don't worry about it.
All right. That's cool. Back to the music. We'll start it back off with a band called The Ocean Blue. This is Between Something and Nothing.
We'll while Friedman must die. They leave the treasure. They leave the treasure. Men broke loose in 73 from Millhaven Maximum Security. Drop pictures lined up across the front page. Seems the mountains had a summertime long way. But the chief told the people they had nothing to fear. So the last thing they want to do is hang around here. Most of came from towns with long French names, but one of the dozen was a hometown shame. Same pattern on the table, same clock on the wall. Been one seat empty 18 years and all. Freezing slow time away from the world. He's 38 years old, never kissed a girl. Never kissed a girl. We're sitting around the table, heard the telephone ring. Father said he'd tell him if he saw anything. Heard the tap from the window in the middle of the night. Held back the curtains for my older brother Mike. See, my sister got raped, so a man got killed. Local boy went to prison, man's buried on the hill. Folks went back to normal when they closed the case. They still stare at the shoes and the pants I played. My mother cried, the horror finally ceased. He whispered, yeah, for the time being at least. Over his shoulder, squad car megaphone. Said, let's go, Michael, son, we're taking you home. Same pattern on the table, same clock on the wall. Been one seat empty 18 years now. Slow time away from the world. He's 38 years old, never kissed a girl. He's 38 years old, never kissed a girl. He's 38 years old, never kissed a girl.
"38 Years Old" by The Tragically Hip, also known as The Hip. from Kingston, Ontario. What do you think of that?
Fine.
Fine? The Tragically Hip are just fine?
They sound like Pearl Jam.
Well, I don't know about all that. They're good. They're a good band. Before that, we had Between Something and Nothing by The Ocean Blue. Very good stuff. Very good. I like to, you know, dig in there. I don't know why the Tragically Hip weren't more popular in the States. They're big in Canada. I mean, they're from Canada, obviously. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Not listen to it?
we can do. We can take a break. Quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Press the music button.
WTBR.
Let's have a party.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
WTBR. We are currently experiencing technical difficulty. Please stand by while we look for the instruction manual.
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue with a 25-second big rock ending. How about that?
Hate songs that end like that.
This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1989 show. I'm Kyle.
Riley.
And I promise no more butt rock this year. How about that? That's a promise that I'll make to you.
I don't know what you're in.
I'm in the studio.
I know. I don't know what you were in.
I don't know what you're... I don't understand what you're
talking about. I don't know what year this is gonna...
This is 1989.
Oh! Oh! Okay. I thought you meant, like, we're not gonna play anymore, like, this calendar year.
Oh, no, just for the show.
Okay.
I'll play more butt rock,
well,
probably.
It's really confusing.
Almost certainly. But now that we're back, let's get into it. The part in the show, I had a name for this, but I forgot what. I've got to write this down. But now I could just have to call it the part of the show where we play three songs from the same album.
Okay.
But there's a, I don't know. I had a term for it, but I don't remember what it is. Because, you know, I'm getting up there. I'm a Zennial, guys. Right. So what are we going to do? We're going to play three albums off of Spin Magazine's 125 Best Albums.
Three songs?
Of the past 25 years. So Spin Magazine. Spin Magazine was a magazine that covered music for a while. Then they went under when the internet came and destroyed all magazines. I used to get magazines. I would get, when I was in the Navy.
You in the Navy?
Yeah. I used to get Spin Magazine, like, in the mail.
Weren't you supposed to be doing Navy stuff?
Well, not all the time. Like, not when I was reading or playing video games. Anyway, this list is from 2009. So the years are only from 1985 to 2009. This album was number 14 on their list of best albums in the last 25 years. It is.
The Black Parade.
It is Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys. It is a phenomenal album.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Okay.
The second song has nothing to do with Sonic the Hedgehog, but that's all right. We'll kick it off with Hey Ladies by the Beastie Boys.
She got a gold tooth. You know she's hardcore. She show you good times. motherfucker, brother. don't believe
I'm
me.
Like Sam the Butcher, bringing Alice to me.
Like Fred Flintstone,
driving around with bald feet.
Should I have another sip now? Skip me.
In the back of the ride,
and bust with the whippet. Rope with old dookies all around the neck.
Is your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
from Philly,
my style's wild, and you know that it's stealing.
This snow bag's something, and you're doing the buzz. Shake your robot.
Yeah. Stop!
Welcome back.
Headphones on.
Headphones on. That was Shake Your Rump by the Beastie Boys. Before that, what do we have? Eggman. And Hey Ladies, all of 1989's Paul's Boutique. What do you think of that?
Sonic.
Sonic. All right. I'm going to assume that means you like it.
That's fine.
Loved it. Man, what a fun album.
Mom doesn't like them, does she?
She doesn't like the Beastie Boys? I bet she does.
I feel like she doesn't.
You feel like she doesn't?
I feel like she wouldn't.
Why?
Sounds like something she wouldn't like.
I don't know. Well, I guess we can always ask. Or we can just assume and make comments on the radio.
Yeah, let's do that.
As we do, as one does. So yeah, that was a good time. What do you think? We'll just, I guess we'll just keep the music going. I guess. Yeah, so we'll switch gears a little bit. We're going to get a little more poppy. I don't want to say dance poppy.
Dance poppy.
Let's get a little bit more dance poppy. How about we keep it going with 1989's Nana Cherry's album, Raw Like Sushi, I think that's what it's called.
Wait, stop. That's actually a genius album name.
Isn't it?
I kind of like that.
There you go. This is Buffalo Stance.
How melodic.
Next.
Jane Child, I Don't Want to Fall in Love. Before that, we had a Buffalo Stance by Nana Cherry. What do you think of those?
They were dumb.
What? It's different. It's different. We went out of our lane a little bit.
Okay, well, I listen to one genre of music, so everything outside of that is done.
All right, well, maybe we'll try to stay. I thought, you know, we'd veer out. 1989 is a tough year.
Yes.
It's a tough year, guys.
When you search it up, all you get is Taylor Swift and Cemetery for some reason.
You get a lot of Taylor Swift when you're looking up songs from 1989. And I'm not playing any of those. But you know what else happened in 1989?
What?
There was a geomagnetic storm.
I think I know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just heard of it.
Like a solar flare that flies electromagnetic energy toward the Earth. And what
it
happened?
It messes with like signals, right?
Yeah. It knocked out the Hydro-Québec power.
Good.
For 9 hours.
Canada.
Well, I mean, the grids are all tied together, so a lot of people in the northeastern U.S.
Good! I hate northeastern U.S.
That's where we are.
Okay, we weren't there.
Well, you weren't alive.
And you weren't here.
No, I was somewhere else preparing for another disaster.
What, me?
No!
Oh, it was 1985.
It was 1989.
What? Third grade?
No, seventh grade. I would have started seventh grade. Actually, I did start seventh grade, I should say.
Okay. Okay, my math was a little...
Way off.
Well, off.
That's
way
fine.
Off.
The earthquake, the 89 earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did I talk about that last time?
Probably.
Probably. It's hard. I don't remember what I talked about. Anywho, there were areas in the northeastern U.S. that lost power. You could see the aurora borealis as far south as Texas. It was a beast, as the kids say, of a geomagnetic storm. Nobody says that. Anywho, let's take a quick break. We'll get back to, you know, more Zennial Yearbook, the 1989 show on 89.7 WTBR FM. We'll be right back.
Amherst, Springfield, Pittsfield. Amherst, Springfield. What else does she say?
I don't know. What?
On Morning Edition.
I don't...
That's what I always think you're going to say. It's like Amherst... Yeah. Is it Lee? It's not Lee.
It's not Lee.
Worcester!
Worcester? No.
No, it's not Worcester.
Doesn't matter. You think about it. We'll be right back.
Here we go again.
Excellent! I demand more!
89.7 WTBR-FM. Pittsfield.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need. By booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome to the M&M Show. I'm Michelle.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to us every Tuesday from 10 to 12 for eclectic variety of 70s to today of every genre on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
Radio like it used to be.
WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sends shockwaves around the world.
I've been looking so long.
Pictures of You by The Cure off of their 1989 Disintegration album. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
It's not Disintegration.
So it is...
Oh, is it a single?
No, this is... Oh my gosh. So do you want
to... Yeah, explain yourself.
You want to get behind the scenes on this?
Yes.
So there's a remastered Disintegration album that I like to use, but the song was like super... It was like a super long version. Like a 7-minute version of this song. And I was like, well, I can't do that. So I found a greatest hits album called Galore, and I played that instead. But it is,
okay.
In fact, off of their 89 Disintegration album. My gosh, really? Yeah, so we're back in our lane. We're back. This is the 1989 show. This is Zennial Yearbook. What do you think?
What do I think about what?
What do you think about The Cure?
I love The Cure.
Love them.
Everyone loves The Cure.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan of Bob Smith.
What?
Big fan of Bob Smith.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was shaking my headphones. I couldn't hear anything.
No kidding. All right. We'll keep it up. We'll keep the music going. Oh, and you know what? I've got something to say here. Top books published in 1989 from Goodreads.com. What, number 5? What do you think the 5 most popular book is? I don't know. A book called Number the Stars. I don't know who wrote that book. I don't know what it's about. We'll keep going. I hear it's good, though, from Goodreads. Number 4, The Joy Luck Club.
I feel like I've heard of that.
You have. Huge book. Amy Tan, I believe, wrote it. It's about San Francisco and being Chinese in San Francisco. I think.
Okay.
Number three, A Time to Kill by John Grisham. If it's by John Grisham, you know it's about lawyers. It's about lawyers. Number two, The Pillars of the Earth, another book I have not heard of. Is it good? Let us know on Threads at Xeniel_yearbook. And number one, the number one highest rated book of 1989, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
I think we have that.
Yeah, everyone has that. It's huge.
Okay.
Everyone's boss bought it for them, and then you had to take it home and put it on a bookshelf and never read it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You should read it. It'll make you more effective.
What?
At life. At high school. It'll make you the most effective high schooler around. I don't know what that means.
I don't do anything except work.
You'll be better at that work. At that schoolwork. You know what? If we have it, you should read it. Moving on.
No, I'm already supposed to read like 4 books right now.
Well, all right. What are you reading? What's Riley reading?
I'm reading Eclipse by Stephanie Meyer.
Okay.
We're reading 1984.
By? The guy with the same birthday as me.
This is Scott Cawthon. George Orwell.
Right, George Orwell. And it does have Orson Scott Card vibes.
No, Scott Cawthon is the developer of Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
I'm reading like a bunch of other books. Did you start looking for Alaska?
No. I have to finish my book.
Oh, yeah, like 2 days ago, Jennifer was yelling at Kyle because he hadn't read Looking for Alaska.
Who are these people? Who's Jennifer?
Jennifer is the lady we have on the show sometimes when I'm not here.
Your mother?
It's my mother.
You can call her mom. It's fine.
But these people don't. Yeah, what if they think I'm talking about their mom?
Not if you said my mom.
But you just said to say mom.
Anyway, continue with your story. I haven't read Looking for Alaska. I think that's the whole story.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I'll get to it. Back to the music. This is Memphis, Egypt by Mekons.
with your high and mighty Aaron. Your action speaks aloud, I can't hear a word you're saying. Hey sister, bleeding heart with all of your compassion. Your labors do the hurt but can't assuage temptation. Hey man of science with your perfect rules of measure, can you improve this place with the data that you gather? Hey mother mercy, can your lungs bear fruit forever? Is your fecundity a trammel or a treasure? And I wanna conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty, uncleanliness and toil, promote equality in all of my decisions with a quick wink of the eye. And God, you must be joking. Hey, Mr. Diplomat, with your worldly aspirations, did you see your children cry when you left them at the station? Hey, moral soldier, you've got righteous proclamations and precious stones to fuel your pulpy conflagrations. And I wanna conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty and cleanliness and toil, promote equality in all of my decisions. I want to conquer the world, expose the culprits and beat them to the children, do away with their pollution and then I'll save the whales. We'll have peace on earth and global communion.
Wave of Mutilation first by the Pixies.
First time I saw that, I had to look up how to pronounce it.
Oh my gosh. You had me so confused for... Why don't you tell people what in the world's going on backstage? When we're not on the air.
I just told Kyle my favorite type of pasta sauce is Mariana.
Yes.
And he had his headphones on, so he's like, what? And I'm like, Mariana. And he's just been like mouthing to himself for the past 10 seconds.
Marinara.
Marinara
sauce. Very confusing. Anywho, before that, what was that? Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies off of their 1989 album Doolittle. Before that, Bad Religion with I Want to Conquer the World, and then Memphis, Egypt by Mekons, who are touring in 2025.
No, who else is touring in 2025?
You can see them in Boston. You can see them in Santa Cruz.
We can see them in Boston? Then why can't we see the used in Boston?
I said, you can. I didn't say you could see them. Riley can see them. I don't know. We're going to see a different show. It'll be fine.
What? What show?
Not in Boston.
What show?
I think we've already established what show we're going to
see. Oh, yeah. But, like, it's the used, Dad.
Is it worth it?
Yes.
Can you even hear me? Is that them? Is that the right band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Took me a second.
All right. We'll keep the music on going. Oh, wait. What else happened? What else happened in 1989? Two brothers in the news now. They're in the news now, and they were in the news then. Lyle and Eric Menendez. You heard of them?
I think so.
Yeah, they were in serving life in prison for shooting their parents.
Oh, yeah, you can't really do
and that. Then being a little too flashy with spending their money, and that LAPD was like, wait a minute.
Where are your parents?
Yeah. But yeah, the looks like their sentencing got pushed back. They were going to get resentenced, I think, this week as we were recording. But then it got pushed back. So maybe in January.
It's been like 30 since, years. It's fine. Just drop it.
Well, I mean, they were in jail. Like, they don't have to do anything. They didn't have to do anything. But, you know, that's what they're going to do. Here we go. More music. This is the Jesus and Mary Chain. You ever heard of these guys?
Yeah, you play them a lot.
I play them a ton in the 1989 show. Last time we had a 1989 show, I played one of their songs. Here's another one. This is Blues from a Gun.
My head.
Blues from a Gun by the Jesus and Mary Chain. And that, you guys, is the show. What are you doing? We did it. We made it through an hour and a half.
Look at us. I'm just starving.
We did
it. I'm so hungry.
Oh my gosh. You'll make it. You'll be all right.
What's for dinner?
I'm not sure. It's almost 3:30.
It should be Alfredo again. We have to use up the Alfredo.
It's okay in the fridge. For a day or two. It'll be fine. Anyway, I've been waiting a long time to say this. Good night, everyone. Well, good afternoon. I hope you guys had a good time listening to Riley and me talking about 1989. Happy New Year, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know what day it is.
It's hard to read calendars. Yeah. So this next song is by Sacramento's third greatest band. That's right.
The first is Blink-182, right?
No, they're from San Diego.
Dude! All towns in California sound the same. And I can say that because I'm from California.
The first is Cake. The second...
Stone Temple Pilots.
...is Deftones.
Dude.
STP is from San Diego.
I'm trying.
And the third greatest band from Sacramento...
...is Train.
...is Tesla. Train is from the Bay Area, I believe.
I thought that said Train. Dude, I literally have been reading that as Train the whole time.
Nope. This is Love Song by Tesla.
They didn't have Teslas in 1989.
Tesla... You're right, because there's a person.
Wait, like the guy from The Prestige?
Yes, David Bowie's character from The Prestige. Look
at
you.
The guy with the two different eyes.
With the eye. I think those are his real eyes. Oh my gosh, if you guys haven't seen, you know, you derailed the show completely. If you guys haven't seen The Prestige, it is, was that Nolan? Probably Nolan's second best movie,
I would say. No, it's not the second best.
What's the second best?
Inception?
No, that's the first best.
No, first best is Interstellar.
Get out of here. I mean, that's good.
It's really good.
I mean, if you haven't, you know what? I'll let you have your opinion. That's fine.
Yeah, I can have an opinion.
That's fine.
Gee.
That's fine. But yeah, Prestige is good too.
It's very confusing.
Very good.
If you weren't told ahead of time that it was going to be confusing.
Yeah.
Which you didn't tell me.
I want you to go in.
Hey, Riley, let's watch this movie about this guy you've never heard of.
I want you to go in cold when you watch these movies.
I was like, what?
He's got another movie coming out in like 26, maybe 25. They're filming or they're preparing to film. It's going to be a doozy. I don't know. No one knows what it's about. Anyway, watch that. We should watch, what's the one you haven't seen? You wouldn't know. The newest one. It came out a couple of years ago.
I don't know.
Tenet. That's what it is.
Tenet.
You'll love it. Kay. Is it confusing?
What were you waiting to say?
You bet. Oh, Sacramento's third greatest band.
Okay.
Tesla. And for the third time, this is Love Song by Tesla. Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye. Thank you.